been a moment.
There's never been a moment.
I couldn't call God.
Sunday, October 19th, 2014, this is X-Ray FM, X-Ray.fm, an independent not-for-profit radio station, supports the Pacific Northwest music and arts communities. You can listen on xray.fm and KXRY 107.1 and 91.1. This is Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and we just heard a 45 that I picked up this week on Desiree Records, a label out of the Detroit suburb Inkster. It's a 1960s recording by Clarence Haddon, H-A-D-D-O-N. There Has Never Been a Moment. That is an amazing song. I'm really grateful to Wade at Hello Records for hipping me to that song, if I may use some lingo on you. Upcoming, this next song is by the original Blind Boys of Alabama, and it reminds me that at some point I need to compile in some way, do a radio show or whatever, what one might call gospel doo-wop, because this might be a version of said thing. Hope you enjoy. Thanks so much for listening.
Sometime, I don't know what to turn, but every year, carry the number. The reason I know my time ain't long. I like to tell you, these old knees of mine keep on aching. I got to move to a better home. Good God Almighty, these old knees of mine keep on aching.
For me, do you, boy? Say it like you mean it.
something. It went something like this. Condition C. You spat me. I'm broken. Won't you hear my fevered call? Take and use me, all in all. I'll never feel a fall. I'm in. Once again, I'll be honest, I'll be fair. Lord, I'll own you anywhere. Then it is I, seventh prayer, Lord. Amen. Won't you be my solid rock? Won't you be my mighty tower? Give me that insurance deep within. Be my father. Be my friend. Lord, don't disown me. It is. Then it is life. Seventh prayer. Amen.
I'll follow. Also there was Mary. Possibly this incident never would have been reported. Never would have had a place in biblical history if Mary had not done a certain thing. In that crowd, she looked upon Jesus, and somehow it seemed that in a very deep way, she contemplated that he was nearing his end, nearing the end of his life. And she had a box of very precious ointment, highly scented with an expensive perfume. She had a whole box. She went and got that box, and Matthew said that first she anointed Jesus' head. But then Mary did better than that. She didn't stop with his head. She anointed his feet. She positioned herself low enough to get around his feet. You don't hear me. The only time that the Bible or the Gospels have mentioned Mary, they have mentioned her usually at the feet of Jesus. Each time that she's spoken of, she's spoken of at his feet. One time was that when Martha complained that she was doing the whole physical job, and Mary was sitting listening at the words of Jesus as they dropped like precious pearls from his lips. Jesus said, let her alone. She has chosen the good part. It would seem that they would be the first to say, Mary, you have done a great thing. You can't do too much to honor this man. You know, that great many people are ashamed to publicly demonstrate their love for God. And there are people who are hesitant to let other people know that they love and respect their pastor. They are afraid that other people will criticize them. Oh, Lord. And Mary, my Lord, defied their criticism. Mary went on and did the good work. She gave the Lord her best. You don't hear me. She let her hair down by giving him the most important thing she had. Oh, Lord. She didn't rummage around and look for something that she didn't need. She didn't look over her dollars and give him a few of the silver coins. No, no. She gave the Lord the best she had. The Lord bless. Let your hair down for the Lord.
Since Jesus was my head. mine. Lead me on and let me stand. I'm tired. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting weak. I am worn through the storm. To a brighter light. Oh, Master, take me by my hand. Precious Lord, lead your child on home. When my way, when my way grows dreary, ooh, precious Lord, come on, Jesus, and linger near. Sometimes I feel like my life, I said I feel like my life is almost gone. But there's one thing I want him to do for me, right? Hear my cry. Oh, hear me when I call. Oh, hold my hand. If you don't hold me, I've got to fall. Precious Lord, lead me home. I'd like to say this in short. Now, don't become discouraged. Because somebody maybe treat you a little cold. I know this from singing. Don't give up because somebody else gets jealous of you. Yes. Hold fast to that which is good. Yes. Because the Lord will take you to a higher height and deeper depth. Yes. And I want you to know this, there's a few dark days in everybody's life. Yes. But you worry about a thing. I don't care how good you live, you're going to have some dark days. Yes. But it gives me so much consolation just to know the sun shines somewhere. Yes. When the darkness, when the darkness appears before me, Lord, in the night, keep on drawing near me. I'm so glad that after a while, these dark days will be gone. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home.
A writer wrote a song one day saying, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always.
All right, son.
And I'm here to tell you this evening that although you may be burdened and heavy laden, but take your troubles to Jesus.
Say that, Doc.
Because one day I was despondent,
all right, sir,
and seemed like I didn't know which way to turn. I went to my Father in secret prayer, and I'm a living witness that he's able to carry you through. Then I reached down and I started reading my paper. And as I read it, I saw the things that was going on all around me.
Oh, yeah. It's all right, son.
And I just had to think about myself. And I said to myself, Sherman, that means me. That you don't know. I was talking kind of quiet. I said, you don't realize how blessed you are. Oh, no. You don't mind if I take my time and say it one more time. You don't know. Oh, no. You just don't realize how blessed you are. But listen here. Jesus woke me bright and early, early this morning. Started me on my way, and I can't help but tell you that you don't know. Oh, you don't realize how blessed you are. You don't mind if I go just a little bit further. And I would just like to tell you this. She's so good.
So good.
I'm a living witness.
So good.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, so good.
My Lord.
Jesus, so good.
He's bread when I'm hungry.
Jesus,
yes,
so
he is.
Good.
Water when I'm thirsty.
Jesus,
you done
so
tried
good.
It. You know what I'm talking about. My Father.
Jesus, so good.
I just love to call
Jesus,
his name.
So good.
Oh,
Jesus, so good.
My company keeper.
Jesus, so good.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, so good.
Oh, Lordy.
Jesus, so
good. But listen here. You don't know. You just don't realize how blessed you are. Any good,
so good.
The man that I'm talking about,
so good.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus, so good.
Oh, yes, it is.
So good.
I tried him a long time.
time ago.
Jesus so good.
And ever since that day, yeah.
Jesus so good.
Oh, this morning,
Jesus so good,
started me on another day,
Jesus so good,
oh, oh, Lord, Lord, Lord,
Jesus so good,
I know the good Lord, Father,
Jesus so good,
you don't know,
you
just don't know. I know you don't know just how blessed you are. Oh, Lordy. Oh,
Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Welcome back. That was Doyle Sherman and the Fabulous Doylettes from St. Albans, New York, with How Blessed You Are, Parts 1 and 2 on the Shermar label. And I'm going to go backwards and tell you what we just heard in that really long set. It was Brother Joe May with Precious Lord from the Walk On and Talk On record on Nashboro. And before that was Do Young and the Flying Clouds, God Bless Our Home from the record of that same name on Sphere Sound Records. And prior to that, we heard two songs from Traditional Music at Newport 1964, Part 1, recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival July 23rd to 26th. And we heard the Moving Star Hall Singers with Sea God's Ark. And before that, Sacred Harp Singers of Northern Alabama with Calgary. Prior to that was the Pathway Quartet with I Don't Want Nothing Here to Hinder Me. Really cool, weird, long song there. And that was on the... I don't know what label that's on. It's self-released, but they might be related to the Pathway label, which we also heard a track from. Before the Pathway Quartet was the Moss Family, and that was He Wrote My Name. That's a self-released white gospel record from Hazel Green, Alabama. And it was in the 1970s. Before that, the Taylor Brothers. That was on Pathway Records out of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Thank God it's different now. And hopefully in the future we'll be able to investigate that label a bunch. It's really fascinating and really good stuff. 60s and 70s, white gospel, Michigan. Before that, Reverend C.L. Franklin, Let Your Hair Down, Part 2. It's a Sermon 45 on Jewel that we heard one side of. Before that, a very well-played record on the Memphis-based designer label, The Soul Inspirers of Detroit, Where He Leads Me. Sometimes you just got to play the side that somebody else played a lot, and sometimes there's a reason that records are beat to heck. Before that, the Reverend A. Carruthers with Amen on Brighter Day. And prior to that, we heard the Victory Five on Bounty Records out of Cleveland, Ohio with I Won't Mind. And finally, we started off this set. Oh, well, there was one track before this, but I already said what it was, but I'll say again. So the second song in this set, I'm a real pro today, was The Soul Searchers. And that was Moved to a Better Home on the Music Core label. And they're just so killer, 70s gospel. Original Blind Boys of Alabama before that with Believe. That was the gospel doo-wop track. We're going to hear a portion now of a song, Stranger in the City, by Sammy Cheatham, the Duke of Gospel Singers. Please stay tuned for The Adventures of Encyclopedia Sound, and thank you so much for listening. See you next Sunday.
A strong